All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at Doolittle. does not have Eddie Murphy in this one, but it's directed by Stephen Gaggin, and it's written by him as well, and it stars Robert Downey Jr. and Michael Sheen. And the synopsis is a physician discovers that he can talk to animals, which is not inherently accurate as far as the movie's concerned. It starts off with a slight animated scene, Dr. Doolittle, and he can talk to animals, and he meets a woman that winds up becoming his wife, and while they're on a journey one day, she dies, and he becomes a recluse. He cuts himself off from human contact. Before he cuts himself off, I think done something for the Queen of England. When he becomes a recluse, she sends someone to come fetch him because she's ill for some reason. It's up to Dr. Doolittle to find out why she's ill. There's another story with a kid that shoots a squirrel, and he tries to take the squirrel to Dr. Doolittle, and he's so wacky, like, I don't want to talk to anybody, I don't want any human contact. And the kid, the messenger for the queen, both kind of encounter Dr. Doolittle at a certain point very early on in the movie, and then join him trying to figure out what happened to the queen. That movie is pretty bad. I think I was explaining this to Keith, that Robert Downey Jr. has gotten to a point.
He's Johnny Depp.
Yeah, he's Johnny Depp. He's Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
I think he just wants to do a British accent. The whole thing is like he's just kind of grumbling through a lot of the movie because, again, he's suffering from some mental illness that, again, he can talk to animals. The animals, he understands the animals' language. So to other people, it is just him making noises, but as far as the movie's concerned, he's talking to the animals, and we're talking back to him. But there's not much going on with this movie other than trying to get to the end of the movie to figure out who has poisoned the queen. Surprise, surprise, it's somebody that works for the queen. And
isn't that always the go-to?
This movie's not very good, and the acting in the movie, haven't seen Robert Downey Jr. act well in a lot of Marvel movies, and even movies outside of Marvel. This one is, at some point, actors want to do something differently. Maybe I'll do a kid's movie, which this is, and not very good. But do you have any questions?
Would this be good as a kid's movie?
I guess. There's a lot of slapstick, kind of pratfall type stuff that happens in the movie. Maybe that people might find that funny. Maybe 15 minutes into the movie, I was like, this is not good. And this is still in the developing of the plot. So again, this, he loses his wife, a kid shoots a squirrel, then tries to take it to Dr. Doolittle, and the queen's messenger also meets that same kid, more or less like a teenager, at the gate of Dr. Doolittle's. I'm like, okay, all right. And then as it goes on, it's just like, where's this movie going? And the movie's not very long, but it is very boring. And for that, this movie, Dr. Doolittle 2020, is getting a 2.
Wow.
It's weird to see Robert Downey Jr. is in a bad role. That he has turned his career around a lot. And obviously hopping on the Marvel train has helped his career. But we were saying about Johnny Depp that is more of a caricature at this point. That when he wants to do Sherlock Holmes or when he wants to do Dr. Doolittle or like whatever British accent that he throws on, that this is just a mockery. He is in a movie that is a mockery. So I didn't like it.
Well, I think the main problem that people that are leaving Marvel, like Chris Evans and, you know, Robert Downey Jr., they want to kind of break the mold, as in they don't want to be typecasted. And yeah. I mean, I can understand that because you've been doing these type of movies for like 10 years. So people only see you as that character. Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr. are very good actors, and I think they could pull it off. But from what you're saying, it seemed like this was a stumbling block. I mean, I don't think it's going to really hurt him because he's still going to be an A-lister. Everyone has stinkers. So, you know, like Chris Evans, he did Knives Out, which I heard was pretty good. I
talked to somebody about a week ago. At this point, they said that movie was actually pretty good. I'm like, oh, all right. You know, that movie came out and did not hear much about it. I didn't see it, didn't have a chance to see it. But
yeah, it was really good that the twist was well done. Like, Rian Johnson should have been the one to do Murder on the Orient Express. That would have made things a lot of it. And And to your point, honestly, do you think it is because Robert Downey Jr., like Johnny Depp, now has an amount of creative control over what they do and what they're doing? Because, I mean, Robert Downey Jr., he's admitted that he literally phone in his lines, get an earpiece put in his ear, and someone would feed him the lines. And then he just kind of move on to the next one. And now he's in a position to just where he can dictate everything, like he does. With the Marvel movies, he had a certain amount of autonomy and control, but at the same point, he was limited by the fact that what he did influenced like five other films. So you had people with billions of dollars going like, nah, man, you can't do this. You're going to affect these other films. I wonder if it's because they've got too much control now that they're just influencing and just making the wrong choices.
Believe it's some of that. Obviously, trying to branch out and trying to do something differently. You know, as James said, don't want to be known as the Iron Man for life, but you are Iron Man for life.
Yeah, basically.
And nothing's going to change that. Not even Dr. Doolittle. And I guess they were trying to really make this different than the Eddie Murphy one. So it's a period piece, which is also the same as Sherlock Holmes. So it's a thing where it's just, I don't know. I don't even know why this movie was made. I do know why this movie was released in January, because it's garbage.
Well, so far, the movies in January have been utter trash except for Underwater.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a YouTube video today, someone trying to explain how to make that movie better. I mean, the movie's all right. That movie's all right. Not this one, but yeah. So if you see Dr. Doolittle somehow, you'll probably understand what I'm saying. But I think for me, this type of movie, it should have just went straight to Netflix or something. It should not have come out. It's on Amazon Prime. Here it is on Disney Plus or Netflix, and that'd be it. So, I mean, just like that Lady and the Tramp movie, there's no point to put that out in the theater. Great. Let that hit Disney Plus. I mean, this isn't a Disney movie, but should have just went straight to streaming. That's the Beast Game Podcast.